Al, I think we both thought a lot more was going to happen this week and in this episode, but then it was just kind of a lot of people converging together and just walking around.
Yeah, it was just a lot of walking and...
Walking talks.
Walking talks, but not like... Not like Game Awards walking talks.
It's a whole lot of walking and inner thoughts and monologuing, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes being like, I need to go very quickly and then just like going at a snail's pace.
Yep.
Terrible.
Hello, welcome to this week's episode of Jared Now Watch Inuyasha. This is episode 117. I'm Jared, joined as always by Doc Ao and Ladium.
Hello.
We are discussing season 5, episode number 5, or episode 115, entitled Lured by the Black Light, which, I mean, I guess
that was the thing. Mean, I guess there's like that one shot where like Kikyo walks into a portal-y looking thing.
But yeah, that's this episode. We kick this off. Kikyo's walking around because she's Kikyo and she's just doing stuff, whatever. Bankotsu's drinking and thinking about his dead homies.
Mm-hmm.
And like he's like, oh, they're dead.
Nothing comes after being dead.
Hope you're enjoying the other world. That's silly. There's no afterlife. Yuck, 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 yuck. And then the two of them cross paths and they just have a little chit chat. They don't fight or anything. They're just talking about both being dead people. And Kikyo's like, why do you kill people? You know, you've died before. Why don't you change your ways? And Bankotsu is like, because I like doing what I do. It's pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, okay. And they talk about, or he talks about how like they share the same fate because they are dead people again. Or dead people who are walking again. That's more the phrase there. Anyways, that's
zombies.
It. That's all that happens there. Nothing really. Yeah. Just a little chit chat, and then they go their separate ways.
They like act like they're gonna fight, and then just don't.
Yep. We get Sesshomaru and Jakotsu fighting. Sesshomaru just like avoiding Jakotsu's attacks and everything, and doing all his Sesshomaru business. He makes Rin and Jaken run away across the very sketchy bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh no, here comes Suikotsu from the other side of the bridge.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Jaken's like, I got this. I can set things on fire.
Yeah, Jaken tries to fend him off, and then he sets him on fire. And he's like, yeah, we did it. But then Suikotsu somehow was under the bridge and comes back under the bridge downtown. It's where he drew some blood.
I mean, tried to anyway.
True. So they try and get away again, but then the bridge collapses because the fire burnt out part of the bridge and everything's collapsing. And there goes everyone down into the river below. And Sesshomaru's like, oh, I better go get my sword that had flung into the cliff side and go down there and get them because that might be bad. And
I just want to make a note that like I'm looking at the wiki page for this, and they refer to Jaken as the feisty goblin.
Yes, it's pretty good.
I've never heard him called a feisty goblin before, but like that's just what he is now in my brain. Feisty goblin. Oh, and we also found that Jakotsu's sword is actually named
the Jakotsu sword. It's pretty funny. Like, it's no, really my good. Jakotsu sword. It's like, what? Excuse
what?
Me?
You named your sword after you?
Yeah, Jakotsu was sad because they didn't want to die from Sesshomaru before they got to fight Inuyasha again.
Yeah.
And now they got to go off and do things. We see Inuyasha and Kagome and Shippo and Kirara transporting Koga and his pals away from somewhere. They're going to a safe place, I guess. That's all we basically know. It's just like, hey, we're leaving and we're going someplace far away to get them healed up and everything.
And nobody actually knows because they question like, hey, where are we going? And he's like, I don't know, away, because they want the jewel shards in his legs. We gotta go.
Yep. That's the last we see of him.
Yep. And Kirara goes roar. And they just
Sesshomaru finds his way down to the bottom and he's got to the river. He's like, well, I can't, the scent trail of Rin's gone because of the river. That stinks. And then Jaken's just over on the rocks going, ugh.
Playing dead.
He's like, are you trying to play dead over there, and Joggin's like, no, I just fell from a bridge. Come on. And then they just go off and they go try and find Rin. Rin eventually ends up finding Suikotsu, but as Dr. Suikotsu. He's like, let's go back to my house at the base of Mount Hakurei.
I'm a doctor. You can trust me. I am a doctor.
Moroku and Sango are still up on Mount Hakurei, except in sepia tone now for some reason.
Yeah, why are they in the old timey sepia type thing?
I think it was trying to like showcase that like it was dusk, but like it just looked like they were in sepia tone.
It's weird, right?
Yeah. This time, Moroku is in front, so he does not get horny.
No booty touching.
No. They eventually find a cave, and they're like, "Well, let's go explore that cave." And we see that Kohaku and Kana are watching them, and he's like, it's that girl again. Hope she doesn't find out anything, so I have to go fight her.
It's voice acting, man. I don't remember it being this bad.
Yep. And then Kikyo's walking with her soul collectors, and they eventually start disappearing because she gets closer to Mount Hakurei because she's tracking Suikotsu's jewel. And she's like, I gotta pick up the pace and get to the village before he does anything bad. And she just continues to walk at a very
casual stroll.
Very
pace.
Casual stroll, taking her time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Suikotsu is now back at his home, and like the kids are like, oh, it's Dr. Suikotsu. He's back.
He's not the bad guy anymore.
Yay. He's got Rin with him, and he's like, hey, treat Rin well. She's our special guest. Ha ha ha.
And then all the old men appear out of nowhere.
He had been there for 2 minutes, and they're like, oh, I saw him. I knew it was him. Get out of here. You tried to burn our village down and murder people. You need to leave.
You brought the band of seven to us. That's not cool.
That's real rude. And he's like, oh, you know, that's okay. And then just
stab.
Murders this old man and then starts murdering the rest of the old man. And the kids are like, oh, no, he's not Dr. Suikotsu. He's got the face, but it's the other personality.
Oh, no.
And Jakotsu's there as well. And Jakotsu's like, oh, are you okay now? And Suikotsu's like, well, now I have full control. Ha, 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 ha. And then he goes to kill the kids, and as he's about to do it, his arm stops, but he's like, why don't I have control of my body? Why am I thinking of terrible Kikyo?
And I'm like, kids, please run away. He's stopped for a second. Like,
they're paralyzed with fear. Fear.
There is a man holding a blade above your head, and he just murdered a bunch of adults in front of you. Like, he's hesitating. You gotta go. Survival instincts.
They don't have any. They're children.
Yeah, that's fair.
But that's how our episode ends. It was basically just a lot of people doing things and talking.
Mm-hmm.
We got no notes this week, so next time we will be discussing episode 116. It's called The Exposed Face of Truth. Suikotsu's gonna fight Sesshomaru, right? That's a thing?
Or... I guess, because he's got Rin, so...
Yeah, they're gonna meet back up with Sesshomaru, and they're gonna have another fisticuffs or something of that nature. We shall see. We watch that episode. But for now, that's gonna do it for us this week. So if you'd like more from us, head on over to SeasonalAnimeCheckup.com or SAC.cool. It's where you can find past episodes of this podcast and other podcasts like Seasonal Anime Checkup OVA. You can also find columns and reviews on the site as well. If you'd like more from Ann Ladium, go to AnnLadium.com. She's got columns and reviews. You can follow us on Twitter and TikTok at Anime Checkup. You can follow us on Blue Sky at SeasonalAnimeCheckup.com. And you can buy our books, One Shiny Moment of Critical Analysis of Love, Life, Sunshine, Hot Tubs, and Pac-Man on Amazon.com. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Almost said Jot.com.
Jot.com.
And you can support us on Patreon, patreon.com/SACOVA. So join us next time as the exposed face of truth is unveiled as Suikotsu remembers he had died before.